Good morning. I am so happy to be with you this morning. I'm always very happy to be able to join the brothers and sisters here in Somerset. I'm very saddened to know the sad news about our dear brother and your pastor, Ian Ma. But there are many in this who join with Somerset in this world who love Ian dearly, and we all are praying with you all as we pray for Ian and also pray with Wei.
但係除咗我哋呢間教會之外，喺好多地方有好多弟兄姊妹都係非常關心馬牧師同埋師母，我哋都同大家一齊係為佢哋代禱。
And at times like these, we wonder why is God doing this?
喺呢個時間，我哋有好多時喺心裏邊有疑問，就係話神點解會咁樣做？
Why is He acting this way?
點解佢會有咁嘅行為嘅咧？
We all have different moments in our lives where we ask that very same question.
喺我哋嘅生命裏邊，有好多時，有好多時刻，我哋都係問同一個問題。
In illness, crisis, troubles, we lift our heads to the sky and look up there and say, God, if you're there, what are you doing?
當我哋病嘅時候，或者有危急嘅時候，我哋就會望向天，就問神：神，你喺度做緊乜嘢咧？
This past week, my son Stuart, he's 11 years old.
喺過去一個禮拜，我仔Stuart佢係11歲。
But I think he's becoming a teen too early.
我諗佢成為一個青少年太早啦。
Because he is already asking questions a 13, 14-year-old would ask.
因為佢所問嘅問題係通常13、14歲先至問嘅。
And in his faith, he goes back and forth. At one moment, he believes in Jesus and prays to God. But then at the next moment, he questions, God, are you there? Why can't I see God?
在他的信心裡面,他有很多的起伏,有一陣子他很相信神,但有時他會問主,主啊,究竟你在哪裡?
And I think for myself, I wear two hats at that point in time. As a pastor and also as a father, I try to answer his questions.
在这个情形,我就要戴两顶不同的帽,一顶就是做父亲,一顶就是做牧师,是希望能够回答到他的问题。
And the pastor hat is to say, you know, the reason why God doesn't show himself to you is because if you were to see God right now, you'd die.
在牧师的一方面,我就说, 神仲未向你顯現,因為如果你現在看到他的時候,你就已經死了。Because
you are a sinner, we're all sinners, and a holy God were to show himself right now, we would not deserve to live.
因為你是罪人,我們全部都是罪人,如果神向我們顯現的話,我們就不值得再活下去了。But
you know, that answer doesn't encourage him.
但是這個答案並沒有鼓勵到他。It
just gets him scared.
他只是會嚇到他。And
so, I think back and try to think through as a father, as somebody who is trying to understand his situation, how to answer his questions.
所以我就要用一個爸爸的角度去想下他當時的情形，就嘗試去答他這個問題。
So instead of answering his question directly to say, why can't you experience God right now? What I want to direct him to is to let him see the moments that he can experience God, that he will know how to recognize the times that God will show himself in his life.
所以不是直接地答他这个问题，我就想用另外一个方法，是用侧面的叫他从他的生命里面，在一个时刻里面，他是可以经验到神的存在。
And it is in this case here, in Mark chapter 5, that we discovered that Jairus actually is able to find God, to able to discover Jesus' power and authority in this world and in his life.
我们在马可福音第五章，我们可以看见挨老这个角色，他就在他生命里面能够看到神的存在。
And he can see him because there are certain moments in our lives that God will show himself.
我们也可以从这里看见，在我们的生命里面有某一个时候，神会向我们显现出来。
And one of the first moments in time in all our lives is that God chooses to show himself in our moments of crisis, moments of desperation.
在很多時,當我們面臨困難的時候,我們就可以見到主。
And what scripture tells us here is that Jairus' daughter is dying.
在这个圣经里面讲到耶鲁的女是在这里面临死亡。
And because of that, he is turning everywhere and to be able to show, to find healing for her.
因为这样的缘故，他就四处去寻找，看有没有办法可以医治个女。
He is desperate.
他是很焦急的。
This daughter is his only daughter who he loves.
他这个是他的独生女，是他所爱的。
And what is this desperation? What are the emotions and what are the feelings that he as a loving father has?
当他很焦急的时候，一个很爱一个女的爸爸会有什么的反应和感觉呢？
Because with his dying daughter, what he's experiencing that is everything is wrong right now and it looks like everything is going to even turn out worse.
当他见到他的女儿在这里就来要死的时候，他看每一个事都是错的，而且每一样事出来都不对的。
Now we don't like to enjoy the, we don't enjoy having this kind of feeling in our lives.
我们在我们的生命里面不喜欢有这样的感觉。
Because we prefer to be in control.
因为我们喜欢能够控制的。
When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
当我们前面的路是很困难的时候，这个困难的路我们就要继续去行。
And that is how we like to live our lives.
这个就是我们喜欢怎样去过我们的生活。
But the fact of the matter is, there comes a time, and there always comes a time, when there is nothing. We have nothing.
但是在很多时我们都是什么都没有，是完全什么都没有的。
The gas tank is empty, we are emotionally and physically drained.
好像我们的油箱已经空了，我们体力和精神都完全没有了。
And Jesus is our last hope.
而耶稣基督就是我们最后的希望。
And Jairus' desperation is so poignant here because he's not desperate for himself, but he is desperate for the life of his child.
我们在这里看到耶稣他的焦急并不是为他自己，而是为他女儿是面临死亡。
And Jairus, Jesus is surrounded by a large crowd of followers, and a man named and Jairus approaches him.
我们在这里看到耶稣是被很大群是人围住，但是耶稣他是去尝试去接近耶稣。
Now Jairus is not any ordinary man. He is actually a ruler of the synagogue, and you may actually consider him to maybe be a senior pastor of a church.
耶稣并不是一个普通的人，他是一个管会堂的人。你或者可以说他甚至是一个主任牧师。
And he doesn't just walk up to Jesus.
他不是就这样走过去耶稣那里。
But he actually bows down and submits himself to Jesus.
他是去到耶稣的面前，向耶稣跪低，是向耶稣顺服。
He approaches Jesus in humility because he recognizes Jesus' authority and submits to it.
他是认识耶稣的权威，他是愿意去到耶稣面前，是很谦卑的去到耶稣面前。
But because of his position,this is an event that causes everyone in the crowd to stop and to stare.
因为他的紧要的地位，所以他这样的动作就引致很多人停下来，是静静地看着他。
Because a ruler of the synagogue, why is he bowing down to this Jesus?
为什么一个管会堂的人会去到耶稣面前跪低呢？
Jairus is on very dangerous ground. He is actually giving up his own authority to Jesus.
耶鲁是在一个很危险的地方，因为他实在是将他自己的地位是交转过给耶稣。
By doing that, he is actually sacrificing his position, he may be sacrificing his livelihood, and is giving up his authority.
他如果这样做的话，他可能是要牺牲他的地位，可能要牺牲他的权柄去这样做。
And everyone is shocked to see this.
各个人见到都是非常的奇怪稀奇。
Now contrast Jairus with Nicodemus.
反过来讲，我们看见尼希底母。
Do you remember Nicodemus in John chapter 3?
在约翰福音第三章那里讲到尼哥底母。
He was also a member of the ruler, a Jewish ruling class.
他也是一个很高级的人。
Do you remember when he met Jesus?
你记不记得他是几时来到见耶稣的呢？
He went in the middle of the night.
他是在半夜去的。
He went at a time when nobody could see him.
当没人见到他的时候去的。
He didn't want other people to see that he visited Jesus.
因为他不想人家见到他去探耶稣。
Because if they did, he would lose his authority.
因为如果他被人见到的话，他可能会损失了他的权柄。
But Jairus It's different here.
但是我们可以在这里看到艾老是不同的。
Because Jairus is desperate.
因为他是非常的焦急。
This is his last hope for his daughter.
这个是他最后的希望可以是在他女儿身上的。
And he is willing to sacrifice everything, his position, his prestige, his authority, his livelihood. He is willing to give up everything for the life of his daughter.
他是愿意牺牲他所有的，不论他的地位、他的生命、他的权柄，他是愿意全部都牺牲了为他的女儿。
And the thing that you and I need to know is this.It is in times of desperation that God can speak very clearly to you and me.
这样就是你和我都需要知道的。当我们很焦急的时候，神就可以很清楚地和你和我讲话。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Well, first of all, is the fact that we don't normally seek God first.
首先是我们通常呢都不会先寻求神。
I have had the opportunity to work a lot with young people, teenagers.
我有好多机会同年轻人工作。
And having been a youth pastor, one of the things we noticed was that the attendance of a youth in youth group is correlated with how well they are doing in school academically.
在作为一个青年牧师来讲呢，我是很习惯见到他们的出席的比率呢，是同他们在学校读书是得不得是很成正比的。
So if they're doing well in school, they show up to church more often, okay?
如果他们是读书读得好的话，他们就会在教会里面出现得多一点。
But what would happen is that they wouldn't go to fellowship or go to church if their grades were not that good, they didn't want to show up.
但如果他们的成绩不是那么好的时候，他们就不喜欢去到教会的了。
Partially the reason is that you're embarrassed, you don't want to see other, because in at church you end up talking about what kind of grades you have, and so the kids don't show up because of that.
可能有一部分原因是因为当你来到教会的时候，你可能跟人家讲起你的成绩，那他们就不喜欢来到教会讲及这件事。
But it's quite ironic because of the fact that when you're not doing well in life, when things are going bad, that's actually the time that you need God the most.
但最可笑的时候呢，就是当你在你生命里面不是那么顺境的时候呢，你就是最需要神的时候。
We do everything to stay away from God.
我们就出尽我们的方法去离开神。
It is only in the very last moment when we know that we don't have a chance, when we turn other places and those other things, either the doctors or the lawyers or our friends or our tutors or teachers or...We've gone everywhere else to look for answers, and when we don't get anything, we finally turn to God.
通常我们是向各方面去寻找我们的答案，去律师、去医生、去先生、去帮我们补习的。当我们样样都找不到答案的时候，我们到最后，我们才寻找神。
We have to be desperate before we eventually turn to God.
我们一定要是很焦急，去到极端，我们才会寻找神。
Why is this?
为什么呢?
Well, one of the reasons why God shows himself to us in our crisis situations is because God himself is a desperate God.
为什么神时时在我们最紧张、最焦急的时候就显现给我们看呢?因为神自己都是一个焦急的神。
He looks at his creation.
他在看他所创造的。
He sees that it is stuck in sin.
他看见我们被埋没在罪恶里面。
And...He is so desperate to save each and every one of us. That he's willing to give into a desperate measure. He's willing to sacrifice his very own son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for us.
He is 焦急到愿意将他唯一的独生子主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上面，是为了我们。
And so he meets us.At those desperate moments, because he is also a desperate God who desires you to experience a great loving life and experience his power in your life.
So he is also a very desperate God. He hopes to be able to connect with us, to be able to see his love and to be able to experience his love.
Well, then one of the questions my son asked at this point in time was, well, you know, if God is so loving that he would give Jesus to us,Why does he want us to go through this pain, having to go through a desperate time before he shows himself?
咁我嘅仔就會問我點解神咁愛我哋，佢甚至將佢嘅獨生子俾咗我哋，但係點解佢要喺我哋生命裏面係要經過咁痛苦嘅時候，佢先至向我哋顯現呢？
But the simple answer to that is this: He doesn't want you to.
最簡單嘅答案就係佢並唔想你係咁樣。
He does not want you to go through those struggles and pains.
佢唔想你經過掙扎同埋痛苦。
He wants you to be able to go to him directly.
佢想你係直接嘅去到佢嗰度。
But unfortunately, the fact is this: God knows we need him.
但係好不幸嘅，真正嘅理由就係主係知道我哋需要佢嘅。
But we don't know we need him.
但係我哋並唔知道我哋需要主。
And until we know that we need him,
一路直至到我哋知道我哋需要主。
He can't show himself to us.
祂不能够向我们显现。
And here for Jairus and in our own lives, we discover that we have to meet, we can meet God in those desperate situations.
在挨老的故事里面，还有在我们生命里面，我们就知道，当我们在很危急的时候，我们是可以见到主的。
We meet God in desperate times.
当我们在焦急的时候，我们就能够遇见主。
So when we're struggling, we don't turn away from God, but we try to go to God first.
当我们有困难的时候，我们有挣扎的时候，我们不应该离开主，我们是应该面对主。
Another thing, another moment in time that you and I need to recognize that God is at work is actually those moments in which there is delay.
另外一个时间，我哋需要知道主系喺度工作嘅紧嘅咧，就系有延迟嘅时间。
So in Mark here, he turns his attention away from Jairus and tells us a story about this woman who has been hemorrhaging, who's been bleeding.
喺马可福音呢度讲到，喺耶路见到主之后，另外一个故事发生咗，就系有一个女人系患有血漏嘅。
And this is a great story of what is required in faith.
这个是信心里面一个非常好的故事。
And this woman was just as desperate as Jairus.
这个女人她跟耶鲁的焦急是一样的。
She needed a moment to be with Jesus.
她需要跟主耶稣有一个特别的时刻。
And so she didn't care. She pushed and she prodded and she got just close enough to grab his cloak.
所以佢一路推一路拱，直至到佢近耶稣嘅时候，佢可以摸到耶稣件衫。
But that's all that she needed.
佢就系只需要做咁多。
The power of God was released in her life by faith, and she was healed.
主耶稣基督嘅能力就流咗出嚟，佢就得到痊愈。
And Jesus knows this.
主耶稣知道。
Jesus stops and he takes time to discover who has touched him by faith.
主耶稣停低落嚟，佢要睇下究竟边个咁有信心系触摸佢。
And he took time to have a personal time with this woman.
佢系静低落嚟，同呢个女人之间有一个私人嘅时间。
He noticed her when no one else did.
佢系认识呢个女人，当冇人知道呢个女人系边个嘅时候。
He honored her faith, and she was delivered from her illness.
佢系称赞佢嘅信心，而系佢痊愈咗。
Now.One commentator makes the point here that I like and I want to take is that this was a healing and a message of encouragement for all of us, especially for this woman.
有一个人曾经讲过，而系我都系赞同嘅，呢个系一个特别嘅信息俾到呢一个血流嘅女人。
But this is a very, very important time and moment for Jairus.
但是这个女人是重要的时间，但是对耶鲁来说，这个时间也是非常的重要。
Okay, don't miss this, okay? This story is still about Jairus and his daughter.
我们不要忘记我们所说的这个故事是关于挨老和她的女儿。
And can you imagine, during this time when Jesus stops to talk to this woman, what is Jairus experiencing at this point in time?
你可不可以想象到当主耶稣基督停下跟这个女人讲话的时候，她耶鲁是有什么想法呢？
Jairus may have stood next to Jesus, and he's in quiet panic, and he is in desperation. And inside, he's probably screaming, No, Jesus, don't stop. My daughter is dying.
耶鲁他可能站在耶稣旁边，他的心是非常的焦急，可能他心里面在大声在喊， 主啊，你唔好为呢个女人停低落嚟。主啊，我哋一定要去，因为我嘅女儿需要你。
We can't take time to talk to anyone.
我哋唔能够停低同任何人讲嘢。
Anyway, I was here first before this woman.
我嚟咗先嘅，我先过呢个女人到嘅。
My need is greater. This woman is not dying, but my daughter is.
我嘅需要比呢个女人更大，佢并唔系喺死亡嘅边缘，但系我嘅女系喺死亡嘅边缘。
This is my last chance. Come on, Jesus.
呢个系我最后嘅希望啦，主耶稣啊，快啲啦！
So what is our lesson here?
我哋喺呢度学到啲乜嘢咧？
We have to understand and realize that Jesus is sovereign Lord.
我哋要明白喺真实嘅生命里边，主系一个全能嘅主。
His will be done, but it will be done in His time and in the manner of His choosing.
他所做的事是会做到，但是是他的时间和他的选择。
It may seem like a delay to Jairus, and in those struggles and stresses in our lives, we may feel like God is also delaying.
可能在挨老的情形，或者在我们生命里面，我们有挣扎，我们可能觉得神是在延迟着。
But our job is to believe and to hold on to His promises.
但是我们的工作是我们需要相信，同埋有呢个盼望，佢有呢个应许俾我哋。
And we have to trust in Him that He will answer our prayers, but only in His time, not ours.
但系我哋要相信佢系会应允我哋嘅祷告，但系系佢嘅时间，唔系我哋嘅时间。
Now, when Jesus finishes His words with the woman and begins to turn and walk with Jairus to his home, you can imagine that Jairus was happy again. He was glad that Jesus was going on with him. And he was doing everything to speed up the pace.
我们可以想象到，当耶稣医好了这个女人之后，他就继续去到耶稣的家。耶稣是很心急的，想去快点完成这件事，他可能做任何的事情，能够令耶稣更快的能够去到他的家。
But then the unthinkable happens.
但是不可思议的事情就发生了。
A messenger comes running to them with a very sad and solemn look on his face.
有一个传信息的来到他的面前，他的面容是很忧愁。
It is one of Jairus' servants.
是耶鲁其中一个仆人。
And Jairus, his heart sinks.
耶鲁的心就沉了下去了。
Because he knows.
因为他知道。
What the message will be.
那个信息会是什么？
His daughter is dead.
他的女儿已经死了。
What pain and grief and despair must have overwhelmed Jairus at that point?
你可以想象到耶鲁当时的失望、痛心和绝望。
And you know, you can imagine what was going on in his mind at that time.
你可以想象到在他的脑海里面想什么。
If only Jesus had been there a few minutes earlier.
如果耶稣能够几分钟前去到的话。
If only the crowd had not been all around and we couldn't push our way through.
如果唔系咁多人围住我哋，我哋冇办法可以一路前进嘅话。
If it only hadn't been that woman who stopped Jesus.
如果唔系嗰个女人佢停低耶稣嘅话。
If only, then my daughter would have been healed. But now it is too late. It is over.
如果唔系。我的女儿就可以得痊愈，但是现在呢太迟了。
Thank you, Jesus. You're a great man. You're a great teacher. But you did nothing for me.
主啊，多谢你，你是一个好好的老师，你是一个好好的人，但是你不能够为我做任何的事。
And we know that there have been times in our lives when we have lifted up prayers to the Lord and they have not been answered.
大家都知道在我们的生命里面，我们有很多时候会祈祷，但是这些祈祷并没有蒙神应允。
And it pains our hearts.
我们的心觉得很痛。
Feel like God has let us down.
好像觉得神没有理到我们。
We turn away.
我们就离开。
But we need to remember.
我们需要记得。
That everything is in God's time.
每一件事都是有神的时间。
It's not over until it's over.
并不是完全了结，一直到神认为是了结。
The bell has not rung.
那个钟并未响。
Jesus has not forgotten our needs.
主耶稣基督并没有忘记我们的需要。
He can answer our prayer, but only if we stand by his side.
祂会应允我们的祷告，但是我们需要站在祂的旁边。
Jairus is hopeless, Jairus is desperate, but he does not leave Jesus' side.
艾老他是失了希望，他是很焦急，但是他没有离开耶稣身边。
I think I've shared this story with the English congregation before.
我相信我这个故事是曾经跟我们英文堂是分享过。
But I share with you this morning.
我想跟大家今早是分享。
I share with you a story of an old woman who really couldn't do very much in her lives, but she was a prayerful woman.
我想跟大家分享一个年老的姊妹，她在她生命里面不能够做到什么，但是她是一个很相信祈祷的人。
She had prayed in her youth, when she was a young mother, she had prayed for her three sons. And she was very convicted about this, that the Lord was convicting her to pray for her family to that they would go into ministry and go into full-time ministry.
她是很相信祷告，当她年轻的时候，她为她三个儿子祷告，她是很相信神要她为三个儿子祷告，令她们能够是全时间的侍奉。
She prayed for 5, 10, 15 years.
她一路祈祷五年、十年、十五年。
Pretty good, huh? I don't know if any of you have ever prayed for anything for 5, 10 to 15 years.
这个是非常好的，我不知道在座之中有没有人有为一件事祈五年、十年、十五年。
But no answer to prayer.
但是神没应许到你的。
Indeed, for her, her sons that she wanted to see them go into ministry, all of them were not Christians.
她为她三个儿子祈祷，她希望他们能够全时间的侍奉，但是他们没一个是基督徒。
And at that point in time, she could have given up praying.
在那个时刻，她可能会放弃了这个祷告。
God, you probably don't know what's going on. God,I'm praying for the wrong thing, maybe.
他可能说，神啊，或者你不知道有什么事发生，或者我现在是为错的事在祈祷。
But she remained convicted by the Holy Spirit to continue praying.
但是他仍然被圣灵感动，就去继续的祈祷。
And she kept on praying for 20, 30, 40 years.
他继续祈祷20、30、40年。
And this woman,Finally had her prayers answered.
这个女人她的祷告最后被神接纳了，是应允了她。
This woman is actually my grandmother.
这个女人就是我的祖母。
And on that, my grandmother, when she came to our church, when my wife and I got married, she came to the celebration and visited our church.
当李牧师同佢师母结婚嘅时候，佢嘅祖母就嚟到呢个参加佢哋嘅婚礼，同埋去探访佢哋嘅教会。
And she told me those very words.
而佢自己亲口话俾李牧师听呢件事。
Dick, you know that it's not your choice to go into ministry.
佢话阿迪，你知唔知道唔系你嘅选择去侍奉神
？But God has ordained it.
系神高立你。
And I have been praying.For 40 years.
而我是为这件事祷告了40年。
She experienced God's answer to her prayer.
她经验到神应允了她的祷告。
But it's only because she knew that at the time, that she, at the moment of delay, that she kept on praying, kept on in her relationship with the Lord, and she did not.Turn and walk away.
他知道当神有延迟的时候，他和神的关系，他仍然要保持得很好，同埋他不会离开神。
And it is unfortunate that many of us who don't persist and we don't keep on praying and we don't have patience that we lose the opportunity to see God's power in our lives.
好可悲的就是我们中间有很多人，我们不肯继续的下去，我们就不能够见到神的能力，不能够见到祂的英文。
But not for my grandmother.
但是对我祖母来讲并不是这样。
Indeed, not for Jairus.
实在我们可以看见耶鲁的情形亦不是一样。
And what do we see here?
我们在这里究竟看到什么呢？
Indeed, he does reach, he gets over the moment of desperation.
在这里我们看见他已经超过了他焦急的现状了。
He gets over this moment of delay.
佢已经超过咗佢呢个延迟嘅时间啦。
And there he is able to experience the moment of God's demonstration.
佢已经去到嗰个时刻，佢能够经验到神嘅示范啦。
And Jesus goes with three of his disciples.
主耶稣基督带住佢三个门徒。
He enters into Jairus' home.
佢入咗挨老嘅屋企。
There are people there mourning.
喺嗰度有好多人喺度哀哭。
And what a big contrast there is between Jesus' attitude and the attitude of these people who are crying and wailing.
你可以睇见有两种好唔同嘅态度，系耶稣嘅态度同埋嗰啲人喺度喊紧嘅态度。
Jesus is at calm and at peace because he has a picture of the eternal purpose.
耶稣佢系好平安嘅嚟到，因为佢所睇见系一个永恒嘅画面。
They are only looking at the here and now.
而另外嗰啲人，佢只系睇见而家同埋现时嘅现状。
Jesus as the Son of God, He has power over the raging sea. He has power over all illnesses, and He will demonstrate right there, right then, that He has the power over death.
主耶稣基督系神嘅儿子，佢能够有能力去平嗰啲风浪，佢能够有能力医病，佢要喺嗰度就去显示佢嘅能力。
He seizes that moment.
他就找住呢一个时机。
He demonstrates Jairus to his disciples.
他就要向他嗰啲门徒同埋挨老显示出他能够做到啲咩。
Most amazing thing, Jesus has the power over death.
最奇妙嘅事就发生啦，主耶稣基督能够胜过死亡。
He tells Jairus and his disciples then, "Don't tell other people."
他讲俾挨老同埋佢啲门徒听，你哋唔好去话俾人哋听。
Because he doesn't want people to be distracted by this miracle. Because there is a miracle to come. Jesus' own death. Jesus' own resurrection after 3 days. Jesus' death and resurrection that will be the salvation for all the world. And for you and I,
你同我是为你同我,
don't we want to experience God demonstrating in our lives?
我哋想唔想经验到神喺我哋生命里边显示示范出嚟咧
？Just like my son asked, how can I experience God in my life？
就好似我仔问我，我点样可以喺我生命里边经验到神咧
？Then we need to know that there will be God can talk to us and reach us in our moments of desperation。
我哋需要知道，当我哋焦急、我哋有需要嘅时候，神就会嚟到我哋触摸我哋。
If you're experiencing a delay in your life,
如果你喺生命里边而家经验咗系延迟嘅
，that God is also calling you to be a person of patience and perseverance.
神咧而家就系要叫你成为一个有忍耐嘅人。
Because ultimately, God wants to be a God of demonstration.
因为我哋嘅神系终于会成为一个会显示俾我哋睇嘅神。
Will we stay with Him?
我哋愿唔愿意继续跟住佢一齐咧
？Will we remain strong with him？
我哋愿唔愿意喺佢里边强壮咧
？Don't give up！
唔好放弃。
The moment will come。
呢一个时刻系会嚟到噶。
The moment will come where God will show His power and show His glory。
神向我哋显示佢嘅能力同埋佢嘅荣耀，呢个时刻系会到嘅。
Don't give up! Don't give in! Don't go away！
唔好放弃。唔好颓丧，唔好离开。
Let's pray，
请大家低头祈祷。
Gracious Heavenly Father， we come before you and recognize that you are our all-powerful, Almighty God。
主啊，我哋嚟到你面前，我哋知道你系我哋全能嘅主。
Is you are the one of healing? You are the one of Almighty power。
你是一个医治的主，你是一个全能的主。
And we come before you and confess that in our hearts we have been people of desperation.
我们来到你面前，我们是承认我们是很焦急的人。
And in those desperate times we have turned away from you.
我们在焦急的时间，我们离开了你。
And there have been moments of delays in our lives.
喺我哋生命里边有延迟咗嘅时刻。
And we have turned away from you.
我哋会离开咗你。
Forgive us, Lord.
主啊，求你赦免我哋。
And we come and beseech you at this time.
我哋而家嚟到系寻找你。
We commit ourselves to be a people of commitment, a people of perseverance.
我哋愿意嚟到你面前有一个承诺，我哋系愿意继续嘅去行。
And we want to be a people who await the demonstration of your power in our lives.
我哋愿意系等待你喺我哋生命里边系有一个显现。
The power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead.
呢个能力系能够从死里边将主耶稣基督。
The power that has brought everlasting life to each and every one who believes.
这个能力是能够令每一个信你的人能够有永恒的生命。
We await that in our lives.
我们愿意在我们生命里面等待。
Pray for Pastor Ian Ma.
我们在这里为到马牧师祈祷。
Lord God, keep us as a people who are desperate to see you at work here.
神啊，我哋喺呢度系一班人，好焦急嘅睇见，想等你嘅工作。
Do not let us turn away.
求神，你叫我哋唔好离开。
Let us be prayerful.
令我哋能够系一个祈祷嘅一班人。
Let us pray together as a church.
让我哋成为一间祈祷嘅教会。
To see you at work.
能够睇见你嘅工作。
We want to see the demonstration of your almighty power.
我哋要睇见你全能嘅工作。
We ask you.
我哋请你
in faith,
凭着信心
the little faith that we have,
我哋心里边好少嘅信心
the little faith like the woman who touched your cloak,
就好似嗰个女人佢触摸你嘅衣裳
but Lord God,
主啊
we know that that's enough,
我哋知道咁样已经足够
because our little faith is coupled with your almighty power,
因为我哋少少嘅信心系能够同你全能嘅手全能嘅大能喺一齐嘅。
And you have the power to heal.
因为你有医治的能力。
And you are the one who can bring healing.
因为你能够带来痊愈。
So we call upon you as the great physician.
所以我们希望你能够预备一个好的医生。
And to continue to bring healing into Pastor Ian's life.
继续能够在马牧师的痊愈里面能够帮到他。
We pray, Lord God, that you continue to even before we even know their name, to work in the lives of the nurses and the doctors.
虽然我们不知道他们是谁或者不知道他们的名字，但是我们是为他们代祷，能够在他们的工作里面能够帮到。
May they realize that what is about to happen is your great power.
令他们都能够看见，将会成功的事是你的大能。
We pray for Wei.
我们为师母代祷。
We pray for her to continue to be constantly in your love.
我们为她能够继续在你爱里面行走代祷。
We ask that you watch over her and guard her heart.
求你保守她，保守她的心。
We ask for them as a couple that you continue to seek you.
我们是希望她们这一对能够继续地寻找你。
As we all do.
就好似我哋一样。
In Jesus' name that we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.